Also, pretty sure that's Flava Flav. I just...
Wow.
I'll never understand. I will never understand.
It was Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, people. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rizdal. Welcome back to the Gossip Column, or Make Me Smart. Pick your pick, whatever we're talking about. Making today make sense on every single level. Thanks for coming along.
I'm Molly Wood. It's Page Six, the podcast. Just kidding. Don't sue us, Page Six. Don't sue us.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
It is Hollowed Out Shell Thursday, but we're cracking ourselves up already, so we might it might be a little bit of an emotional roller coaster into the dark place. I don't know.
We might get out of this. We might get out
of
this.
Or not.
I don't
exactly.
Know.
It might just be regular old Thursday. We'll see.
That's right. We'll do a little news. I think each of us have a couple, and then we'll do a little Make Me Smile, and then we'll get out your hair. Okay, so I have two. One's a follow-up. Actually, they're both follow-ups. The first one is on the thing I talked about the other day about Constitution DAO, Remind me.
Decentralized
Autonomous Organization. That group that was going to raise a bunch of money in crypto so that it can buy a copy of the U.S. Constitution that's going on sale at Sotheby's, I think tonight, and this is what they're saying they're going to do, return it to the people.
And
I kind of poo-pooed them. I said, come on, this thing's going to go for like $15 or $20 million, and they've got $4 million. This was like 3 days ago. Well, boom, more than $40 million is what they have collected. And it's an auction. And so I don't think Sotheby's cares whether it's, you know, the man in the moon or Constitution DAO. If you got 40 mil and that's the high bid, you win. And so, so that's that.
By the way, the live stream of the auction is happening right now.
Yes.
It started at 6 p.m. Yes. Eastern. I'm just going to open the YouTube and see if we can and see what's happening.
See where we're
by going. The way, they call it... Just it's brand new, so there's no reason you would know this, but I just heard a podcast episode about it. DAO.
What?
Constitution DAO. They pronounce the DAO as DAO. Yeah.
Okay.
So there
you go.
That's
going to confuse some people for a lot of reasons.
Things I recently learned. Exactly. Like now we're going to be like the DAO of crypto.
Yeah.
And or Jones. I see where you're going there with the. Yep.
Yeah.
Currently, they are auctioning off a big, scary gold statue with an alien mouth.
Okay.
Because rich people are weird.
So I think we're safe for now. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So we're good.
Good, good.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Good. All right. Item two for me is a thing that got a lot of hoo-ha when it happened, but in practice is turning out to be not all that. And I speak here of President Biden's announcement a couple of weeks ago that he is going to convince and has convinced the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach to go 24 hours. That matters because, as we've talked about on this program before, 40% of all the containerized cargo coming into the United States comes through Los Angeles and Long Beach. And 24 hours, 7 days a week would make it, you know, get more through and clear up the traffic jam, except not. And here's why. So the port is like the landlord. And then a bunch of private companies run the terminals, run the warehouses and the wharves and all this stuff. Okay. And none of them have yet opened up 24/7, except one of them. And one of them, quoting the Wall Street Journal here, one terminal at the Port of Long Beach flung open its gates for around the clock for truckers in mid-September. Here's the catch. Nobody showed up.
Ooh.
Nobody showed up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in late September, the company said it would open during overnight hours if 25 trucks made appointments. Since then, those criteria have been met only one time. And of the 25 trucks that made appointments, only 5 of them showed up. Now, there's a lot going on here, right? Truckers are largely independent contractors. They don't get paid well. They don't get paid for the waiting time, all of that stuff. But it's another, if you heard my interview on queuing theory the other day, it's another node of variability that is not helping out at all in an already overstressed system. So all those reports you hear, including on Marketplace, about this is going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time.
Yep.
It's going to take a long
time. Man, it really, really is.
Yeah.
What if you went 24 hours and no one showed up for work?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, wild, right? Yeah.
Yep. Bonkers.
There you go. There you go.
I have a story. My primary story today is a little bit dark place for sure, which is that The Guardian reporting that just 4 days after landmark climate talks in Scotland, in which Joe Biden vowed the U.S. will lead by example in tackling dangerous global heating, the president's own administration is providing a jarring contradiction. The largest ever sale of oil and gas drilling leases in the Gulf of Mexico. Speaking of auctions, even as we are watching the auction live from Sotheby's, New York.
That was so well done. Thank you.
On Wednesday, yesterday, apparently, the U.S. federal government auctioned off, or launched an auction, of more than 80 million acres of the Gulf, which is specifically for fossil fuel extraction. And let me say again, the largest ever. Largest ever, which will lock in potentially decades, they say, of planet heating emissions. I mean, it couldn't be like the word, the phrase about face was almost invented for this move right here.
It is my understanding that there's some court order which is obliging the Biden administration to do this, but one would imagine that they would have slow rolled it a bit more than they have. You know,
you would think that, because it's a pretty bad look. Well, and also this story points out that the Biden administration actually has been issuing drilling permits at a clip even faster than the Trump administration did, something like 300 drilling permits. I mean, this is, look, I have been saying publicly and privately that the United States is not going to be a leader on climate issues. We are a petrochemical state. The end.
Oh, yeah.
But in this case, it is, you sort of wish that it was like, at least the Trump administration was like, we pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords. We don't believe in climate change. We're, you know, we're like drill, baby, drill.
Right.
Oh, they're like, I almost prefer the upfront to the hypocrisy, because that's.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Also not good. I want to point out that I have that the there's this really disturbing story that seems to be happening, which is that the you know, world ranked tennis player Peng Shuai.
Oh yeah, that's a horrible story.
Accused one of China's top party leaders of sexual assault in a social media post that almost immediately disappeared, and then she herself, Ms. Peng, almost immediately disappeared, has not been heard from. And I you know, this story has been sort of percolating for a few days, and we should not ignore it. It is awful. It's terrifying. It's profoundly upsetting. And I have to say that the Women's Tennis Association has stood up to China more than almost anybody I have seen in recent memory. Mm-hmm. More than John Cena, more than, you know, the NBA, more than Hollywood. Like, they're like, this is unacceptable. Where is she? And P.S., they're saying boycott the Olympics.
Yeah, Biden did say today, you know, a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics that are coming up is on the table. As yet undefined is what diplomatic boycott means. But
Well, and this is the kind of thing that feeds into that, not to mention, you know, reports of literal genocide happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, China seems to be pulling off a Holocaust, but has the economic power to get away from it. And that's why it is so remarkable in some ways that the WTA has been so firm and loud and determined in trying to figure out what happened to this player. It's a really upsetting story.
So should we turn the page? Are you going to do one more?
In an abrupt shift. Yeah. I just have a question for you. I got to take my chances while I can to be like, Kai, why is this happening? Why is there a map in the Wall Street Journal of where inflation is highest in the United States? And it is all the Midwest and the South. Is that just because prices were like already hella high on the coast?
Yeah, because we have an economy, right? But actually, we've got a bajillion economies. And gas costs different things in different places. Housing costs different things in different places. Food's expenses are different. There is an aggregate number, but that aggregate number is made up of a bajillion individual things. And that's what's going on. So inflation varies by state, by county. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
But this is so stark. I mean, it's just like straight up the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I don't understand. Yeah. It does seem like transportation maybe... I mean, I think it's maybe places that were cheaper to start with and the coasts were more expensive to start with. And so maybe it's not so Shocking? I don't know. It was just, it's a startling
well, it's
map.
It's a percent gain. I don't know. It's a percent gain.
Yeah.
So I don't know that a low base accounts for that.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe true.
Anyway, check it out. It's Marissa will put it on the show page.
Yeah. Okay, and
that's
it.
What she does.
There we go.
All right. All right, so.
Right on time.
Happy places. Make me smiles. I did not have one today, and until a little while ago, Molly didn't have one of her own. So Bridget, being the Uber producer that she is, Uber in the over sense, Uber not in the car company sense, said, hey, listeners have some. Can I put them in there? And I said, yes, please do. So here's one for you, Ms. Wood. Jacob in Auburn, Alabama wrote this. Because Molly likes animals, I hope she has seen pictures of the Australian marsupial called the, I believe it's pronounced quokka. Several years ago, there was a trend called quokka selfie with people taking selfies with a quokka because it looks like it's smiling. And we have links, of course, to a bunch of pictures of quokkas, and they're awesome.
Oh my God, they're so freaking cute.
They are so cute.
They are a real animal, and they just smile all the time. I kind of just want to make a printout of all of these photos in a grid and just keep it on the wall for any kind of a bummer day.
Make that your like computer wallpaper, right?
Anyway, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh my God, do people still change their computer wallpaper? Is that a thing?
You know, that's so fun. I did until like 18 months ago. And then I was like, oh, screw it. This is too hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. All right. And then we have one that has Kai written all over it. Listener Douglas sent this in. It's a YouTube clip of so awesome. I'm just going to respectfully suggest this also has Molly written all over it. It's the Ohio State Marching Band doing
awesome.
Top Gun. And they form a moving jet and have two dudes playing volleyball.
Not only that, the jet is so cool because the jet moves across the field and the landing gear goes up and exhaust goes out the back. It is awesome. It's on YouTube. The link will, of course, be on the show page. It's amazeballs. Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Great.
That is incredible.
It's
you guys
great.
Really get us.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
Thank you for both. Because really, quokkas for me and Top Gun for Kai is really just so perfect.
Yep.
So
it's great.
Perfect. All right. I'm saving this one for tomorrow then.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Just like that, we're just off to look at quokka photos. In case you're wondering, by the way, as of this exact moment, the Constitution has not yet come up for auction. And all of the comments are just like crypto meme lords being like, when's the Constitution coming? Weirdest Sotheby's auction ever. I love it. Well, that is it for us today. Thank you for joining us. Send us the Make Me Smiles, your other thoughts and questions. You can email us, makemesmart@marketplace.org. You can call us. Our number is 508-827-6278, 508-UBSMART. And, I mean, there are so many ways for us to hang out. You can also write to us on our website, marketplace.org/makemesmart, and attach an audio file. It's just that simple.
We are done for the day. Back tomorrow with Economics on Tap, the YouTube live stream, also the Discord, 3:30. Out here on the West Coast, all y'all check your local listings. You can figure that out for yourselves. If you don't want to miss a show, by the way, be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can get new episodes straight into your feed. It's easier that way. It's easier that way. It is easier
It's just
that way.
No friction. It's so easy.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera. Today's episode was engineered by Brian Allison.
Bridget Bodner is the senior producer. The interim director of On Demand is Donna Tam. I thought we weren't even calling her interim anymore.
I thought that's the what meme I thought lords, too.
The meme lords would like us to know that ETH is better than BTC. Ethereum's
well,
better
we knew
than
that.
Bitcoin.
We knew that.
Yeah. $14.20 is the lot.
Yeah, if those guys get that thing, that's going to be crazy.
It's going to be pretty amazing. By the way, right now they're auctioning off a Banksy.
A Banksy?
Why don't I watch more Sotheby's auctions?
$5.5 million? $5.5 million. Well, let's turn the sound up. Here we go.
Estimate
some British guy.
$5 million to $7 million. Yeah, let's get some good Sotheby's sound.
Oh, no, he's checking with people on the phone. Yeah, well, now he's not talking. Hang on. $5,600,000. Here we go. And of course, it's a Brit, by the way. I don't know if you guys could hear that. Oh, and it's a bidder on the phone.
Oh. He's
right,
doing
anyway.
The Heisman. This is weirdly thrilling. Last chance.
Last chance.
At $5,600,000.
Fair warning and selling. Boom. Bidder 153 got the Banksy. All right, anyway.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I know this is not riveting podcasting. Okay, thanks. Great show, everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bridget, you got to leave that all on. Come on. It was awesome.
You really do.
All right.
That is totally true.
Bye. Oh, there. Oh, but there's the big... Wait, look. But this is the Banksy with the flowers.
Oh, yes.
This is the big... This is a big Banksy.
This is the big lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should be doing like Mystery Science Theater 3000 for Sotheby's.
No joke.
Auctions.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.